Okay, so we're talking about leadership today, and as you heard alluded to before the break, talking about the leadership of our nation's leaders, people trying to be the ultimate leader of our, you know, the free world. This week, in the past week, that's what we call it, right? Anyway, Hillary Clinton announced that she's running for president in an announcement that no one was surprised by. But what's interesting is how she chose to do it. And so we're going to do our weekly rhetorical segment here on Scrawl over her portion. The video itself was like 2.5 minutes long. But we're just going to focus on the part where she's speaking. It's the last 45 seconds or so of the video, if you want to play along at home. So we're going to go ahead and listen to that now and then do some rhetorical analysis of how this works.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, because it's your time, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
So that was her announcement, her official presidential announcement done in a YouTube video, which I think is the
interesting.
Yeah.
So 2015.
Yeah, very.
So fat.
She's so hip.
Well, that was probably part of it, though. The venue.
Or no, I mean the approach. Absolutely, is so important.
What word am I looking for?
Giving a message.
I can't even speak.
Like approachability.
The medium.
That was the word.
Well, and so much of like a lot of the criticism of Hillary Clinton is that she's like out of touch or like
boring
or something. And so here she is being like relatable and approachable. She was just standing in front, like in the actual like shot of her, she's just standing in front of her home.
Yeah.
But like it's her home in Chappaqua. It's like, not like
it's a very nice,
it's not like my home, but you know, so there's certain like approachability that's happening there. So, what's interesting is one of the questions I always like to ask for, the rhetorical analysis is like, who's the audience for this? But ultimately the audience for this is everyone.
Every single person.
Every American.
This is
which you also see in the video by all of the people that
the
she shows the
Americans.
the different types of Americans, because there is, I mean, in reality, you can say that like Americans are a group of people, but you couldn't have a single photo of a type of person because
there was a wide variety of racial makeup in the video,
ages.
There was also several LGBT people in the video. And then at the beginning, she says, I'm doing something too, I think is something like that. I'm going to do something too.
I'm getting ready to do something.
She shows these people working on these projects and she's like, well, I'm working on a project too. So we're the same.
Exactly. Like the fact that too, like we're in this together.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I mean, we're choosing to look at kind of what she was saying specifically, but you really, to get the whole thing, you do have to take the whole video into mind.
Right.
And I think that it was a really interesting video. It kind of raised my eyebrow a little bit. Yeah. I think Jon Stewart put it best on The Daily Show, which R.I.P. Jon Stewart.
I know.
Show.
I know.
God, kind don't even say that. You don't bring that up.
Getting
on
real emotional.
but he was like, there's a new State Farm commercial out. It's like interesting that she had to borrow that time from State Farm too. It's not the most entertaining video.
Can we talk about the use
uninspiring.
Of the word champion?
I was thinking the same thing. She said the working class or the middle class needs a champion and I want to be that champion. Mm-hmm. So like there's a meaning to the word champion. Like that means like someone who was like working for them, but it also indicates
a winner,
a victor. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was a really interesting diction choice for her to make, that like not only am I going to be like fighting for you and winning for you, but I am a winner.
I think she
probably
views herself as the favorite right now. I think
I would
that
think
would
so.
Be an
I
interest would, yeah. I think she probably has that in her mind.
But also in the video she talked about how she's going to be on the ground working for your votes.
Yeah.
Like so she on the
she, and she is. She's
yeah.
she's touring the country right now.
Community College in Iowa this week having lunch
in a
on
van
campus.
Or something.
Or at a
Chipotle,
she's driving or something.
She is, yeah.
And so, yeah, she's really trying to appeal to like us as the common human here.
Well, and that's the thing is the deck is stacked in favor of those at the top is kind of, she's not trying to get the 1% vote, if you will.
Right.
Well, it's we'll
I could
have
talk
to be,
about this yeah, all day.
We'll be looking.